This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control, T-minus 18 minutes, 40 seconds, and counting. Countdown still proceeding at this time. Although it is touch and go at this time, we are still not below our minimum margins for launch. The countdown proceeding, as reported earlier, we do plan to count down to the 10-minute mark unless we get information prior to that time that would show us we could not go. The spacecraft commander, Pete Conrad, still appears to be very cheerful in the spacecraft as he reports back on the settings, the final settings of the stabilization and control system switches. These are the switch panels concerned with the propulsion system that is used in orbit and, of course, on the way to the moon for spacecraft maneuvers once the Saturn V launch vehicle has placed the spacecraft on its proper trajectory. We are conditioning the tanks of the third stage of the Saturn V launch vehicle with some super cold helium to prepare it for engine ignition, which of course would occur during the powered phase of flight. Since that liquid hydrogen fuel must be maintained at 423 degrees below zero, we want to introduce a cold atmosphere to the tank itself and the engine chamber so that that ignition will be proper when it occurs during the powered flight. Although we are looking a little bad outside here at the present time, our countdown is still proceeding. We're giving reports to the astronauts on our status. They are performing their normal functions at this time as the countdown continues. Coming up in several minutes, the spacecraft will go on full internal power with the fuel cells. We're now coming up on the 17-minute mark. Mark, T-minus 17 minutes and counting on Apollo 12.